Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a five-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Now, what could we possibly be chewing over today? What topic might we be mulling, brooding, gnawing, fretting, marinating, percolating, or mentally chewing upon, like a philosophical goat with a penchant for Latin? The meaning of life? Perhaps revisiting our most embarrassing adolescent decisions? Or simply sitting quietly in a corner staring into the existential abyss with a wistful sigh and a biscuit? No, not today. Uncle Will brews us up a tasty etymological tea to sip upon these surprisingly bovine origins of the word ruminate. From stomach to sonnet, from cows to contemplation, it is a word that has traveled quite a distance, both anatomically and intellectually. Now, where William got his inspiration may have been sitting at his writing desk, gazing across the open field behind his Stratford residence, imagining the distant woods as the home of his tale of comedic cross-dressing and forest-bound philosophizing. As he starts in on the fourth act of his 1599 play, As You Like It, which he was penning, by the way, to open the new Globe Theatre, I imagine his gaze falling upon Daisy, his trusty milking cow, staring back at him quizzically in the upper window, slowly chewing over her cud. As Uncle Will approached his fourth act, we come across Jaques once again, the forest-dwelling scholar with a Ph.D. in pessimism and a master's in melancholy, who is in the process of explaining his disposition to Rosalind, who is still disguised as Ganymede.
But it is a melancholy of mine own, compounded of many simples, extracted from many objects, and indeed the sundry contemplation of my travels, which, by often rumination, wraps me in a most humorous sadness.
The word rumination comes from the Latin verb ruminare, meaning to chew the cud, which itself is derived from rumen, the first stomach of a cow's digestive system. So it originally described the literal action of regurgitating partially digested food to re-chew it to aid digestion. Uncle Will would move from the digestive arts of Daisy, his contemplative cattle, and migrate ruminate upward into the lofty halls of the intellect. Uncle Will would also use rumination in his Two Noble Kinsmen and his Henry V, as he describes the night before the Battle of Agincourt, with the weary English soldiers inwardly ruminating the morning's danger. And although not using the word directly, William, in his most famous play, basically based an entire character arc on the word, with Hamlet. But perhaps my favorite use of William's was in his sonnet 64, when our somewhat melancholy uncle spoke of time and decay. So, if you will indulge me. When I have seen by time's fell hand defaced the rich, proud cost of outworn buried age, when sometime lofty towers I see downraised, and brass eternal slave to mortal rage, when I have seen the hungry ocean gain advantage on the kingdom of the shore, and the firm soil win of the watery main increasing store with loss, and loss with store. When I have seen such interchange of state, or state itself confounded to decay, ruin hath taught me thus to ruminate, that time will come and take my love away. This thought is as a death which cannot choose but weep to have that which it fears to lose. Beautiful and rather sad, but I wouldn't think about it too much. You'll only get depressed. Or, as my friend Ron always says, don't let it eat your lunch. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell, until next time.
Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by the generous support of the Cowie Family Charitable Trust and Michelle and Kelvin McElwain. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc and wherever you get your podcasts.